Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A stabbing just blocks from Times Square leaves a 14-year-old in critical condition. Let's get this story from our Amanda Alexander.
Yeah, cops say they're looking for two people after that teen was stabbed above his eye and in the arm. It happened last night in front of a gift store on West 44th Street, just blocks away from Times Square. Now, as you said, that teen is critical, but fighting at Bellevue Hospital. This witness tells Eyewitness News.
People are really scared, you know, scary about this. People think this time New York City is unsecured.
And the victim and witnesses likely traumatized.
I saw the blood also in the street.
And cops still piecing together what led up to this stabbing. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
Two men in their 20s slashed in the neck up in Inwood. A third guy stabbed in the hand and back and didn't make it. That was during a brawl inside the Amir Deli at 4996 Broadway. Apparently one of them used a scalpel. The two who survived are in the hospital but are also under arrest. Charges are pending. An 89-year-old man critical after crashing his car into the Mill Basin.
A car speeding down Arkansas Drive, and then the car crashed into the water. Gabriella says she heard sirens and screaming from her window.
The first thing that I saw was that some guy being wheeled out, and then I watched how they wheeled down a scuba diver from the helicopter.
Sal, another neighbor who lives nearby, says this isn't the first time a car has lost control and ended up in the water.
You have individuals with sporty cars that are doing 360s in the middle of intersections, so it happens.
Police tell us an 89-year-old man was rescued from the water and has been rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he is in critical condition. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mill Basin.
Holy Week in Rome has cardinals presiding over the most important liturgical services as Pope Francis continues to recover from that life-threatening bout of double pneumonia. Yesterday, he did hold his first formal group audience since getting out of the hospital. The pontiff met with more than 70 doctors, nurses, and administrators who helped with his care during that 38-day stay. Here in New York.
Three high holy days of the Catholic faith, today, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. Cardinal Dolan's message?
So at this very time when there's new life, when the grass is growing, when the trees are budding, when it's getting warmer, when the sun's out longer, when there's more light every day, it's when we're experiencing all that in spring that we say, hey, you know what? That's going on in our heart and soul as well. As there's new birth, there's life.
And the Cardinal tells me even if parishioners only come to Mass on these high holy days, and not many other days, he still welcomes it.
Hey, I don't care as long as they're showing up. They come at Christmas, they come Holy Week at Easter. I say, hey, you like it? Come on back. We do it every Sunday. Things are really looking good. Palm Sunday, all through Lent, there seem to be increasing crowds. So thanks be to God.
Indeed, St. Pat's preparing for large crowds. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
There's an arrest and a rape in Queens. 20-year-old Roddy Morales is accused of sneaking up behind a 50-year-old woman early last Friday near the corner of 162nd and 89th Avenue in Jamaica, pulling a knife, then raping her before running off. Along with first and third degree rape, police say Morales was booked on a long list of charges yesterday at the 112 in Forest Hills, including assault, sex abuse, and menacing. The U.S. Navy now looking for a missing dog in New Jersey. Beth Lane tells ABC 7 Daisy the Chihuahua was last seen Tuesday sneaking under a fence at the Navy base in Monmouth County.
She ran back inside the woods, and I went into the woods from that spot. And if you walk directly this way in the woods from that spot, there's a hole in the fence there, a big hole.
Mike Flynn of the Monmouth County SPCA.
I've tried every trick in the book for this dog. She's just outsmarted all of us. We're concerned, you know, being in this restricted area that we just can't get in there. I've had trail cameras set up, traps.
Well, in a statement, the Naval Base said the area is routinely patrolled by their security forces, who now have a photo of Daisy and have been instructed to keep a lookout for her. Looks like a six-year-old law in New York, which critics say is the reason many violent offenders are back on the street, is about to be changed in a big way.
Since 2019, countless cases involving violent shoplifters have been thrown out on a technicality.
That person's back on the street. You're back at your shop wondering if they're going to come in and rob you again or steal from you again, right? And to get this cycle crime going over and over and over.
Governor Hochul says it's because of how prosecutors submit evidence to be used against the accused.
The current law doesn't just require prosecutors to turn over evidence. They have to turn over anything even remotely related to the case.
Lawmakers have agreed on the concept of a deal to change that so that prosecutors don't have to track down irrelevant evidence that could result in dismissal. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
That wind farm under construction off the coast of Long Island, that work has now been stopped by the Trump administration, which claims the permits issued for it were rushed through without the proper research. State Senator Andrew Gonardis calls that a slap in the face to all New Yorkers.
The Empire Wind Project, which would be anchored in the Sunset Park community of Brooklyn, would generate enough offshore wind power to power nearly 500,000 homes in New York City. So it's a really, really big deal, not to mention the thousands of construction jobs.
Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says the work will remain halted until a further review is complete. Gonardis is promising to not sit quietly on this matter. Higher-ups in the city's Adult Protective Services program asked to answer to a report in Gothamist that said so far this year, the agency has rejected 95% of the people referred to it for assistance. Deputy APS Commissioner Jilly Herskovich-Kim says that's not exactly correct.
We really care about New Yorkers, and we really care about New Yorkers being housing stable. So when we are not the right entity, we take every effort possible to assure that the client has the individual has the information of how to access services from other entities.
She says that often has to do with eviction cases, which need to go through the Department of Investigation first. Also at issue, staffing shortages, with the number of employees dropping from 469 in 2019 to 352 by the end of last year. Mayor Adams hearing it from city council members over the slow crawl on plans to close Rikers Island and switch to borough-based prisons in the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Queens by 2027. Brooklyn Councilman Lincoln Ressler at yesterday's hearing.
Eric Adams very obviously does not care about the closure of Rikers Island because it couldn't be clearer based on his record of 3 years in office. Unlike Rudy Giuliani, Michael Bloomberg, and Bill de Blasio, who each saw significant reductions in the Rikers Island population, Eric Adams has seen an increase of 34%.
Deanna Logan heads the mayor's Office of Criminal Justice.
When we started this initiative together several years ago, we knew that it was going to be hard work. And we sit here before you today to tell you that each and every one of us collectively is doing that hard work.
There are currently more than 7,200 inmates in city prisons, and the borough-based ones can only hold 4,500. At yesterday's hearing, lawmakers discussed several bills, including one that would require the Department of Correction to come up with ways to allow more people to complete their sentences at home. A whole bunch of U.S. service members abroad are about to get a nice reminder of home. It's Girl Scout cookies, with 65,000 packages to be boxed up today and shipped out from Long Island. Randy Bynum is CEO of the Girl Scouts of Nassau County.
We show appreciation. The Girl Scouts have a long history of partnering
with servicemen and women and making sure that they feel a little taste of home no matter where they are.
Indeed, they've been doing this since 2005 with 1.25 million packages sent to U.S. military bases in Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, Bahrain, Japan, and Germany. DHL, by the way, is donating its global shipping network to make this happen.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.